Blog Talk Radio.
If you have ideas or you need ideas, go to creativebizideas.com. Go to creativebizideas.com.
Good morning and happy Monday. Today is March 16th, 2015, and you are listening to Creative Biz Ideas with Nolan Davis. And today we're going to introduce a brand new co-host, Chris Burris, and he's not brand new to me. Chris and I, we actually do some other things as far as together as a partnership for teaching other entrepreneurs internet marketing and how to use video effectively. So we're going to talk to Chris today. We're also going to talk to Doug Winnie today to get the coaching tip of the week, and we should be talking to Mark Smith today. We got a brand new format, still a lot of great information, and all of this on this episode of Creative Biz Ideas as soon as we return.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas. My co-host, Chris Burris, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Man, I was having a little
technical difficulty.
And you are live. You are live. Having a little technical difficulties this morning. This morning is a very tough morning for me, guy, because the kids are out of school this week. So this is a tremendously painfully tough morning for me, but I'm hanging in there. I cried a little bit when I found out that they weren't going to school. So I'm on an emotional roller coaster. I'm usually like happy Monday, and I'm like happy Monday, but they're here. It's one of those.
And you learned they're not going away.
Exactly. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. I'm just coming back. I was actually in beautiful Mexico, just out of Cancun. My wife is a teacher, so last week she was her spring break, and bless her, she anytime she gets any time off, we go somewhere. And so we just got back, and I'm not trying to rub it in, Nolan. We were in Mexico, kid free.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because the grandparents were like, hey, we want to have the kids, and we're like, great, we made those arrangements, and then we started thinking, what are we going to do with the kids gone? And, we decided to go to Mexico.
Well, that's a great vacation. I'm glad somebody's out there living life. if I can't do it, I'm glad one of my buddies can do it. It's that type of situation.
Well, there's lots of pictures on Facebook, so you can live vicariously through the kid-free couple on Facebook.
Hey, we had that's why it's important not to have kids when you first get married. I've been with my wife this year 20 years. And,
wow, congratulations.
My oldest is 11, so we did a lot of stuff before, because I was like, no, not yet, right? It was just, so what about now? Not yet. Timing is everything. Be patient, young grasshopper. So it was that type of situation. So we did a lot of traveling beforehand. And now that my kids are getting older, I just really didn't want to travel with a baby. Right, it was always a baby around. So it was,
yep.
I had my 11-year-old, and then, when he got old enough, then my wife got pregnant again, and then 2 years after that, she got pregnant again. So now my youngest is 5, and so we're going to start doing some traveling and things like that. But, man, hey, really, for real, I'm happy for you and the wife. You guys had a great time?
Oh, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. I didn't get burned to a crisp last trip we went on. I got burned to a crisp on the first day, and you know, you survive, but it detracts from the rest of the vacation when you're itchy and peeling and yeah. So that didn't happen, so I'm excited about that. Interestingly, one of my clients picked up a client in outside of, so really it's Riviera Maya area, so it's about, I don't know, 30 minutes outside of Cancun. And so the client is Xcaret, which is X-C-A-R-E-T, and it's a park. And it was an amazing trip. So we got to go to that included, and it was just an amazing trip. So we're kind of doing client research and you know, living la vida loca.
Got you. I too actually was out of town. I had 60 videos to do in Montgomery, Texas, which is 85 miles from my house. I called Southwest to see what the flights looked like to Montgomery, Texas, because it was 85 miles from my house, and they didn't know what the hell I was talking about. So it was that type of situation. So I was out there all day yesterday, and I actually want to give big ups to my new client at Parker's PC. They're a PC repair company, and they do a little bit of everything. They do some IT and networking, you know, take all the viruses off and the whole nine. But when I tell you, I never really realized how important your computer is until I started talking to these people. And I mean, people were almost in tears. And at first, I was thinking, come on, they just fixed your computer. But, I mean, people were on there like, my husband passed and the computer crashed. And all the pictures that we had through our whole 5 years of marriage was on that computer. I mean, it was just, I was like, man, I never thought about all the pertinent, just important information, especially when you start going paperless and getting rid of all of these boxes of mementos and this, that, and the other. Now everything is just on our computer. So it was just a very eye-opening situation, and so I just want to give big ups to Parker's PC for doing an excellent job. I mean, they're just doing an excellent job out there. So if my computer breaks, I will throw it away and buy a new one, because I don't really plan on going back to Montgomery, Texas, is what that is.
The ticket. 2 hour
drive. I would rather just bury it in the back and all the memories that went with it. You know, it was that type of situation.
Time to recreate new memories.
Exactly.
So you were taking testimonial videos for them?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, really good.
6 videos. We're doing 3 testimonial videos and then 3 voiceover videos. And, I mean, they got a lot of personality. One of the techs is a DJ, so he had his DJ equipment set up. So he's back there DJing. And people are back there dancing, and then they got a basketball hoop in the back. And I don't know where I'm going to use this footage, but I took it. So let's see where it goes, it's that type of situation. So absolutely.
Sounds like a fun place.
It is. It's a very fun place. It's an internet cafe, so you can get there, and they always have food and snacks, and that's on the house. So I was very happy about that situation.
Did they have brownies?
They did not have brownies, and I need you not to talk about brownies again, because at our last shindig, they didn't have them, and it's a sore subject to me. It's like, don't bring it up. I'm not ready to talk about it right now. It's like, hey, my name is Nolan. Hey, Nolan. Yeah. And I like brownies, but it's one of those situations where it's like, Nolan, you can just come and be a part of the circle and share whenever you're ready, and I'm not ready yet because we've had brownies.
Out of the circle.
Exactly. I'm just a fly on the wall at this point. Speaking of shindig, we have not set up our next one, and I was thinking that could be something that we do today with you being the new co-host, and we could talk about what it is that we do together, and I think we do it extremely well together as far as the Lunch and Learns go over at BBVA Compass Bank on Post Boulevard.
What a facility.
Boulevard. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
so
Go ahead. It's beautiful. The technology behind it's great. So you know everything works smoothly. You got beautiful scenes of downtown Houston. You don't have to get into downtown Houston traffic. I mean, what's not nice and amazing to say about the facility? You know, people can debate our material, although we would debate vigorously with them. And the facility is just amazing.
It is. It is. It's great places, especially, here's the thing, if you want to really link into your social media and look like you're doing big things, come to our Lunch and Learn. Bring your camera or be selfie ready, however you want to do it.
Yep.
Enjoy the lunch and just take pictures in the backdrop of all the halls and in the room that we have with the leather and the glass and the plushness of the BBVA Compass, and just say, hey, I attended this Lunch and Learn, and everybody will say, wow, that type of situation. Hashtag wow is that type of situation. So, yeah, it's a good thing. We don't have one set up for this month. Can we just do one for next month?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Probably early next month, and we'll coordinate schedules. So I don't know, coming off of Easter maybe. So the week of the 6th, or maybe the week of the 13th. We'll kind of debate that and get that in mention that in the next show.
I'm thinking the week of the 20th, actually.
Okay, the week I'm flexible. Go ahead.
Oh, no. And just so you know, on this show, there's a delay sometimes. So sometimes when we're talking, we probably hear the same pause, and then we start speaking at the same time. That happens
yes.
From time to time. So I'm thinking the week of the 20th, I literally have about 15 videos and a presentation that I need to finish. For the next couple of weeks, and then I actually have clients that are waiting for me to sit down and talk to them, and I have a new product that I plan on launching at the beginning of the second quarter, so I'm rocking and rolling these days. It's that type
okay.
of situation, so if we could do it later in April, that would be best.
So we'll shoot for the 21st or the 23rd, our usual Tuesday-Thursday situation.
That sounds perfect. That sounds absolutely perfect. So let's see what we can do with that, and hopefully we get something by next week. I want to, and I also want to have some time to put the new video together. So I want to do a little bit something different with the video. Probably same concept, but just a little bit different. I have some voiceover, I got a couple of different ideas. Let me see what I can come up with. And then, so I want to utilize those last testimonials and just kind of go from there.
Yeah. So one of the things I was going to, what was that? Man, it's early Monday and my brain just totally, totally went blank. All right. So what you were saying was brilliant. I'm going to end my blank statement with that.
Well, in comparison to blankness, I can see how brilliant that sounded. And you come across and say, I have nothing. You feel what I'm saying? You spoke up and leaned into the mic and said, I have nothing. What you said was great. Oh, absolutely. I got you. But seeing how this show is really all about introducing you and what you do, talk to us a little bit about e-web styles and internet marketing, and maybe some of the information that you give out at our Lunch and Learns.
Excellent. Absolutely. So before I get started with that, kind of going down that path, I'd like to share a story of one of our clients. And I think One of our clients is Manning Pool Service here in Houston, and they were at a point where they weren't growing. They were actually, you know, you typically say if a business is not growing, it's dying. This particular business, Manning Pool Service, was in fact dying. The owner kind of mentioned to that. She actually hired Doug Winnie. You know him. He's going to come on and give us a coaching tip of the week, and then shortly thereafter engaged us to do internet marketing, and less than 2 years later had gone from 40 ongoing contracts, so that's pool service contracts, pool cleaning contracts, to over 240 pool service contracts in 2 years. So that's I just tell that story to describe how important it is that you do internet marketing. If you're interested in growing your business, you know, there are different types of businesses. There's lifestyle businesses where people have a business, they just like a place to go, they work, and if it grows incrementally, they're happy. And then there's other people who are looking to really expand their business, and that's where we come in and help. And the way we come in and help is we really want, what we can do best is take over your whole internet marketing persona, if you will. So everything from Facebook and Twitter, making sure that you've got great Google placement. I'm actually co-host of the most popular internet marketing podcast on iTunes, so we'll probably reference that a couple times in the show. And it basically, we give the information away how you can get first page placement on the internet, and then what do you do after you get it? Because it's, you know, what we say regularly is it's not about having a pretty website. It's not about sending lots of traffic to that website, whether the traffic comes from Facebook or other relationships that you have or great Google placement or pay-per-click, you know, AdWords, ads that are on the top of the searches or Facebook ads or wherever the traffic comes from. What do you do with it next? Do you just, you know, give them information and hope that they figure out where your contact us page is and then give you a call? Or do you push them in a particular direction? And that's really where we excel, is the two pieces combined. At the end of the day, and we have one of those voiceover videos that talks about why internet marketing often fails. And really the reason it often fails is because the group that's handling the internet marketing is either focused on a great website or they're focused on lots of traffic. They're not actually focused on getting you more business, and that's what we focus on.
Got you. So seeing how you give the tips away, what was your last podcast? What tips were you giving on your last podcast?
All right, so our last podcast was about 2 weeks ago. I was unable to do one last week because actually last 2 weeks we just had back-to-back things. Man, you caught me off guard. Let me see. I've got all of my information in my other. All right, so here we go. Here's a tip from last podcast. Ask readers to share your content at the end of the post. And so here is, you know, when you're looking at a blog post and you've got great content, should you offer them to like and share that content at the beginning? Well, yeah, you should. And actually, it should be probably a little bit smaller. How important is it to add at the end of the blog post? Incredibly important, because, you know, in this day and age, a lot of people don't read that much stuff. And even if they start to read an article, don't finish that article. So in the case where they've actually finished the article, that's when it's really important to hit them and say, hey, share this content on your social platforms or wherever you want to share it. And not only should it be in the form of, you know, those widgets where you've got the Facebook icon, the Twitter icon, whatever other icons you want to have, blogging icons, you should actually request that they do it in the body of the end of the article. So that, hey, if you like this article, go ahead and share it now and, you know, tag us, whatever hashtag you want to share, whatever at symbol for your Twitter account you want to put, so that people know how to engage with you. So that was our tip from podcast number 268.
Got you. Okay. That's a lot of podcasts, number 268. You started when you were like 16. You like, I started driving and doing podcasts.
Yes. Well, you know, driving, and then I had to invent the internet, and then I started the podcast.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Chris Burris, the inventor of the internet. I actually need to get one of this is right now the first time I wish I had a button that you can hear the applause. So I got to click a button. It's like that type of thing. Right, exactly. All right, we're cool. You know, I am going to start. This is a show just to kind of get, I guess, more of a meet and greet. I, too, have had 2 weeks off and been ripping and running and almost wanted to take this week off, but I've already taken off 2 weeks. So, and I'm glad to be back, but really wanted to, you know, kind of introduce you and us on this show with a new format. Well, my show used to be 2 hours long, and so what we decided to do was condense it down to an hour, remove some of the stuff that maybe doesn't get a lot of airtime, get one good guest on the show, and then give Doug his regular time, give Mark Smith his regular time, and just condense it down to a powerful hour instead of 2 hours. We had, you know, it was a commitment situation. It was me getting busy situation. And, you know, and my co-host was getting busy. DeAndrea Cantree, she was the co-host of the last show that we actually aired. And then it just became a commitment issue from a standpoint of, you know, 2 hours a week, as she too is growing her business with social media being the forefront of really what she does, and writing books as well on branding and some other, you know, fictional books and nonfiction. And I mean, she writes some of everything. So all of that is just really picking up for her. And so, you know, definitely wanted to congratulate her on that. But, you know, just 2 hours was just a little bit much. So our new format is 7:30 to 8:30, not as early, because some people, when I say 7 o'clock, they think they have to be on the minute we start. They're like, oh, my God, 7 o'clock is, yeah, I'm not going to be it. Monday morning, that's pretty tough. So now we give you a little extra.
There's a great video on YouTube about working with millennials. I don't know if you've seen it. That's why I didn't do a podcast a week before. I was at a business conference, actually with Doug Winnie and Action Coach. And at the table, I was sitting out there talking about this video where working how unique it can be working with millennials. And one of the things they showed a little snippet of a boss coming in and saying, "Hey, yeah, we've got a conference call at 9:30 tomorrow. I was hoping we could start getting prepared at 9. And the millennial literally can't say the word 9. It's like, no, I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Right.
And the boss is like, oh, I'll just take the meeting. And you're like, oh, really? Oh, thank you so much. Apparently millennials from like 4 a.m. to 11 a.m., you just don't know where they are. And they don't know that time exists.
Right, exactly.
And so that's what happened to you at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right. People were just like at 7. I wouldn't even ask people to be the guest on the show. And it got so bad sometimes to where, and you could see who was serious about their business and who was just making treats, right? It was just like, I'm a baker, you know, and I want to make my cookies worldwide, or I just make treats for my friends and family, right? It was that type of situation. It was one of those situations to where the people that are just making treats, they're like, oh, my God, where do I have to be at 7? And so now I can understand you think you have to go through traffic and rush hour and all of that. And I'm like, oh, you know what? All you have to do is do a phone call. And instead of them just saying, oh, great, some people did do that, right? But some people were just like, so I still have to call in at 7. I'm like, look, you don't really have to be on the show. I don't necessarily need you. I'm cool. Like, I'm really cool. So
we're looking for people trying to create cookie brands, not cookies for their friends.
Exactly. So that's what we have right now. So I wanted to personally thank you for being the co-host of the show. You and I, like I said, I think we already have great chemistry and camaraderie and all that good stuff from this past year of doing Lunch and Learns together, and which is going extremely well, by the way, as we talk about the Lunch and Learns. It's one of those things that we were just getting a handful of people in the room at one point in time, and now, I mean, we are really filling up the room with very little effort. From that standpoint. And it's not like my mom and my aunt and all the people that I asked to come at first, right? It was just like, oh, that's my mom over there.
She's really nice, by the way. Yeah. Lovely lady. She actually didn't fall asleep during my section. I don't know if you noticed she fell asleep during yours. That's
I was gonna say she fell asleep during mine. She's like, I've heard this all before. Video, yada yada yada. Right? It's that type of situation. But by the way,
if anybody slept through your part of the presentation, you're two things. You're dynamic and you have a subject matter that is very open to artistic expression, right? So you can talk about videos and what you should be doing in videos, and you take full advantage of that. So it's very dynamic. If anybody fell asleep during your section, I'd actually be impressed or very, very concerned for their health. In my case, I'm talking about internet marketing and the nuances of how do you get on the first page of Google and where you should be on the first page of Google. And it doesn't really lend itself to storytelling or humor at all. So, if somebody stays awake for mine and sleeps through yours, there's probably something physically wrong with them.
Well, it's funny you should say that, right? So our last Lunch and Learn, I don't know if you remember, there was a lady that was specifically saying, I'm here for the video, when she first started.
There was like three people who said that.
Right. But the lady that was sitting to my left, right, and she said that she was in video. She did videos or whatever the case may be, and she was specifically there for the video. And when I tell you, every time I thought I said something that was freaking phenomenal, I looked over at her, and she looked bored to tears. I was giving great jokes. I was animated, I was singing, I was dancing, I did some poetry, I did some dramatic. It's a show, right? I think there was a tear.
Yeah. Of boredom in her eye, apparently.
Exactly. She was just sitting there like, heard that. I was like, nah, you haven't heard some of these. I was like, out of 25... I know with some things that I'm doing, as I talk about how to utilize video online and offline, I'm like, if you know them, but she just looked, and I was just trying my best to engage her, and she just looked, like she was giving me pity engagement, and that was the first time ever this has happened. I almost stood up and said, lady, you have to leave. You are just messing up my whole situation over here. So, that was the one time out of the whole year that I just felt like I was not really, at least, if you already know the information, some people at least find me entertaining. Like, she just did not care for either, is what that was.
Yeah, I think she wanted her money back.
It was too late. She ate the food, and that's where the money goes. So, tough. That's what that is.
Yeah. By the way, it is only $10 and it includes lunch. So, I think that's the only reason she didn't ask for her money back, because she actually ate lunch.
Right. So, but she was about the only one. But other than that, we do have testimonials that will be coming out in the next couple of weeks.
That's right. You took some testimonials at the last event.
Yes. Yep. So we got some good stuff there. So I'll be making a new testimonial video. We do have other testimonials, ones that we've done in the past. I think our actual first one that we've done, and we've gotten better since then. So at least I thought we did until I met this lady. So it's that type of situation.
Time to regroup.
Exactly. I'm coming with whiz bang. I'm telling you, the next one I'm coming with impersonations. I'm coming up with costume changes. I got wigs.
Did you get clearance for the fireworks?
I did not yet.
Okay.
I actually have some pyro guys I need to talk to today. Actually, I'm glad you reminded me to talk to pyro guys. All right,
we got to invite her back.
Right, we got and we're like, hey, yours is free, and we have a brand new format. Everything is a brand new format, right? We got
we'll sit right up front.
Brand new format. Exactly. I need you to sit right next to. I want the sparks to burn a little bit. I want you to sit right up in front next to the pyro.
Well, you want option A and option B. If she's enjoying herself, A, no burning. She's
right.
Not. We'll drive her out with pyrotechnics.
Absolutely, but back to the original point. For real though, it's been going extremely well. I think we really filling up the room with ease. And when I say with ease, it's really Chris and I have been very busy lately, and it's like, oh, the thing is in 2 days. Okay, what are we going to do? We have nobody, and in 2 days we got a full room. So if we really pushed a whole 30 days, I think we could have hundreds of people, but who has the time? It's the type of situation.
Yep,
so.
Yeah. Well, and the information is really, really valuable. So I kind of boil the most important parts that we talk about regularly in my podcast and bring that to the table. And then you've got your 396 ways or something like that. Anyway, a huge number of ways. 25, is it? 24? You keep adding to them.
It's 25.
25 ways that you can use video to market your business. And, you know, what's amazing is as you're going through that list, there are people who are like, number one, number two. So you say 25, you stick to it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because we had that guy that, I forget, it was somebody that was like, yeah, I got 16 over here. And I was like, okay, so let's go back through them. Right, and that's back when
another 45 minutes later, he was good.
Right, exactly. So yeah, that's back when I had like 21 or something like that. Not, I really have about 27, I believe, right now, but I keep forgetting about two of them, and I never write them all down, type of situation. So I got to remember the other two, and then just kind of go from there. So that's what it is.
Excellent stuff. So the reviews we get are great. The testimonials that you are getting are great. So if you are in the Houston area, you know, keep an eye out on our Facebook and Twitter's accounts so that you can know when that next event is. It's
Absolutely.
Going to be the week of the 20th.
Absolutely. So, Chris, wanted to, like I said, thank you again for being the co-host. We're going to get down to the regular tips and the regular show part of it. And we have Mark Smith on the line, and we'll talk to him as soon as we come back.
Creative Biz Ideas is sponsored by Vids Inc., exceptional video production. If you're looking for training videos, marketing videos, or website videos, then call Vids Inc. at 281-968-VIDS. That's 281-968-VIDS. 8437. You're listening to Creative Biz Ideas with your host, Nolan Davis, on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nolan Davis with Creative Biz Ideas and our co-host, Chris Burris. Chris, are you there, sir?
I am here and still awake.
All right. And we are now getting into a little bit of legal talk with our very own attorney, Mark Smith. Mark, are you there, sir?
I am, Nolan. Good morning. How are you?
Man, good morning. I missed you for a couple of weeks. I'm doing great. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine for a spring break with the kids. So it's so far so good.
Okay. So I do realize with the kids, it's kind of like a ticking time bomb. It's like, hey, Dad's going to be in the room for a minute. Give me a couple of minutes. And that those couple of minutes starts the countdown. So
exactly.
If we hear anything in the back, I got three kids. I know exactly what you're talking about. So if we hear anything in the background, I will go back and edit that out of the show because I can edit audio as well. So nobody thinks that because it sounds like a three-ring circus. Where I am, if my kids get started, so I totally understand. But Mark, what you got for us today, sir?
Well, just to kind of follow up on my last entry, you know, I talked about some of the implied warranties that are created under Texas law, and a couple weeks ago, I talked about the implied warranties that are related to the sale of goods. Well, this week it's going to be more on the sale of really large goods, and what I mean by that is home sales and then construction, repair, and modification of either homes or, you know, large appliances. Typically it happens a lot with when you get your car repaired. So, for example, the first warranty that's created under Texas law is what they call the warranty of good and workmanlike performance. So you take your car in or you're having a house built or you're having some work done on your house and you have an expectation that that work is going to be done to, you know, a typical standard, whatever the industry standard is in our area. Well, until the courts acknowledge that there was this implied warranty that arose, people could come in and they could do all kinds of shoddy work. And there was really nothing under the law to hold them to that standard so that they would, you know, provide decent decent work. And so, you know, this implied warranty has been around for a long time, but essentially it just kind of holds those tradesmen to a standard of, you know, that they would provide decent work. You can get it in, you know, several different areas. Number one is the repair and restoration of something, you know, fixing what's broken. So, in other words, getting something repaired on your car, having your roof replaced on your house or anything like that. It can include alterations that introduce a new element into the details. So, in other words, you know, for example, you have a storm blows through and it knocks over your deck awning. Well, instead of replacing it, you know, exactly like it was, you're going to spend a little bit of extra money and you're going to add, you know, maybe an outdoor kitchen. I don't know, something along those lines. So it would cover all of that. And then for residential property, it covers the construction of new homes, renovating old homes, townhomes, and condominiums. So that's kind of in general what the good and workmanlike warranty is. And there's also I'm trying to find my notes here. The implied warranty of habitability. So what that means is that when you build a home, you know, whether it's a new home, condominium, apartment, you know, whatever, that there's this expectation that you can come in and actually live in it. I know that's kind of crazy, but, you know, people tend to have that expectation that when you build them a home that it's habitable. The warranty in that regard basically, you know, protects people from what they call latent defects. A lot of times it could be, you know, they poured the foundation incorrectly and you start seeing cracks within a couple of months in your sheetrock. Or, you know, there was a leak and you have some potential mold infestation, you know, that could render the home uninhabitable. So that's another one. And then the other one dealing with leased property is the implied warranty of suitability. So it's very much like the habitability warranty, except that it deals specifically with commercial property. And, you know, it kind of expands it a little bit. You know, you have this expectation when you're going in looking for commercial property. Say, for example, you're a a business owner that is in manufacturing, and the commercial real estate agent says, "Oh yeah, this is absolutely perfect for your operations. You know, you can do everything that you want to do here." And you come in and realize that either the space is too small, it's not zoned appropriately for what you want to do, or one of those things, then that could potentially breach the warranty of suitability. So those are kind of the three warranties that come up with the sale of real estate and, you know, the repair of, you know, large items. It's the warranty of good and workmanlike performance, the warranty of habitability, and the warranty of suitability. So, you know, my tip would be that if you're involved in trades that do this sort of work, just be aware that these warranties arise when the work is completed. And, you know, if you're either a business owner or a consumer, just be aware that most times, most contracts will try and waive these warranties. If they do, I would just recommend that you have some sort of mechanism that if they perform or work, that you have the ability to get it repaired or, you know, get it up to whatever the standard is.
Okay. All right. That's like you said, if you're definitely in the trade, or I guess a real estate agent, or even an investor, or thinking about investing in real estate, that's great information to have. Now,
yeah.
I know a couple of weeks ago, you had a workshop that you had. How often do you have your workshop?
I am trying to do at least something once a month, and a lot of my workshops will be more employment law related. Just because that's kind of one of my passion areas. And so it'll be kind of it really will depend on where I am in kind of my cycle. Typically, I'll start off with, like, employment discrimination 101. And I actually have a workshop coming up in April with the Small Business Development Corp in Galveston, which is in Texas City, related to payroll law. So, I try and have something at least once a month, maybe once every couple weeks, and on various topics related to business owners, and they're either, if they're with the Small Business Development Corp, they're typically free. If it's with, me as a freestanding law office, it's typically a very small charge. But it's great information, especially for business owners that need a refresher on certain areas, or that, you know, they are, you know, don't really know a specific part of the law and they really need to brush up on it. The main thing with the law and lawyers that represent businesses is that we want to reduce your risk as much as possible. And a lot of times the risk is not what you know, it's what you don't.
Right, absolutely. When is that next one in April?
It is in April. I have to check my calendar. I believe it is April 13th, but let me check. I had a couple scheduled, but because of conflicts, I had to cancel. Let me see. It is actually April 9th, and it's in the Galveston County Small Business Development Corporation office there in Texas City, which is 8419 Emmett F. Lowry Expressway.
And you said it's absolutely free?
As far as I know, yeah. They typically, what they told me is that the SBDC, because of their funding mechanism, which comes partly from the federal government, they have to show that they have a good attendance at these training sessions that they provide. So, and what I'll do, Nolan, is I will send you a detailed calendar invite on that. And if you want to send some folks out, I would be happy to. I believe they have to sign up through the SBDC, but as far as I'm aware, it's free.
Okay. And I got one more question for you. As you talk about, payroll laws and things like that, how can you get the maximum out of somebody without paying them? And I give you an example. I have a new co-host of the show, and I need not – well, Mark, we're going to talk about that offline. Don't worry about it. So, Mark.
That sounds good.
I appreciate you, sir.
No problem, Nolan. I appreciate it.
Hey,
What is the implied warranty of a co-host?
Exactly. Hey, Mark, before I let you go, how can the people get in contact with you if they felt like they needed that free consultation that you give to each and every one of your new clients?
Yeah, so easiest ways are to call me on my office number, which is 281-489-3934, or look up my website, which is www.jmsmithlaw.com, and fill out the contact form, and I'll be happy to talk to them.
All right. Thank you, Mark Smith. You have a great day, sir.
You too, Dylan. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care, Mark.
Bye.
All right. So great information there for a lot of tradesmen, people that are investors in real estate, the whole nine. He's always bringing a lot of legal advice that people maybe take for granted or overlook or really don't understand or didn't know that it really existed. So always good to talk to Mark. And now we have the number one business coach in the world, Mr. Doug Winnie, on the line. And I just want to make sure, because you're not on here all the time, Chris, that you have your pen and paper. Now, I know you have regular notes with Doug because that's your coach. But,
yep.
I mean, the stuff that he gives on the show is outstanding. Are you ready? Because I have my pen and paper, guys.
You can hear it clicking. I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Mr. Doug Winnie, happy Monday to you, sir.
Happy Monday to you. Happy Monday to Chris. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Definitely a good morning. Fantastic morning. So now the pressure's on. You guys are taking notes.
Yes. Yes, we are taking notes. I don't want to miss a second, sir. I just don't want to miss a second. So what do you have for us today, Doug?
All right. First tip from your notes.
So I don't know if anybody saw how he reversed the pressure. So it's just like,
yep.
Okay, the pressure's on. I got it. So take action from the notes. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Because
so what you got
I mean, it's an unfortunate reality is that so many people go out and go and hang out with the Tony Robbins of the world or even Brad Sugars or me or – here, you notice how I put myself with Tony Robbins and Brad Sugars.
Yeah, that was good.
You know, the point being, people go to workshops all of the time and get so enthused and so excited and take crazy amounts of notes. 3 days later, nothing has changed. They were excited. They took lots of notes. They had the greatest intention. 3 days later, nothing has changed. Matters of fact, it's 97% of the population does that and does it every single time. And it's sad, but it's a true reality. So we want to be sure that one of my quotes someday will be famous is knowledge becomes valuable when acted upon. So knowledge becomes valuable when acted upon. So I encourage everybody, you guys, every one of the listeners, everyone comes to a workshop, take action on the knowledge you gain, and then the time you invested becomes, well, has a high return on that investment. So knowledge becomes valuable when acted upon. So first tip is be sure to take action-oriented notes. Put those action steps on your calendar, and you will get a high return on your investment of the learning. So first tip, maybe the most important tip of the day.
Gotcha.
Love it.
Okay.
Cool. All right. So that one just came because you guys mentioned taking notes. So appreciate you guys mentioning that.
Well, I saw how you just kind of connected the dots with that extremely fast. So I was going to say, if that was your tip for the day, I was going to call you later and say, come on, Doug, you didn't even have a tip because that's you just pulled that out of nowhere. Right?
You just made that up on the spot.
Exactly.
Well, there's another reason for it is that Chris mentioned an event he just came back from, which is called Business Excellence Forum in Las Vegas. Next year is going to be in Orlando. And, you know, there was four phenomenal speakers. It was John McDonald. There was Jeffrey Gitomer. There was Brad Sugars. There's Dr. Tony Alessandro. All four of them presented phenomenal amounts of education, great amount of tips to grow businesses. And, you know, we're here in our second week back, starting our second week back, and all my clients that went, I think we had 26 clients that went, it's time to understand what action have they taken on the knowledge that they gained from that workshop.
Yep.
Right.
So really important to be sure we're doing that. As a matter of fact, all my clients, I made them come up with the top 10 learnings and then the top 5 action steps, the 5 things that they're going to actually work on from those learnings. So, you know, these workshops can be expensive with travel, certainly with time, missing with the family and friends, so we want to be sure it's highly valuable. So pretty important, not just related to your comment this morning, but pretty critical to take actions on those knowledge pieces. So today's tip is really about your reason for doing what you're doing, your why. Talked about it a little while ago, and it was my major, I spoke also at this event only to the action coaches, not to the clients in the room, but my conversation was the making of a $1 million coach. I did get the designation, middle of last year. I reached the highest level inside of the Action Coach system. It's called the $1 million Coach. I'm one of 2 in the United States, one of 6 or so in the world. And, they said, well, Doug, how about if you talk to the Action Coaches and talk about the making of a $1 million Coach? And I said, sure. So I was thinking about it. I was thinking, well, let's see, all the marketing things that I've done. Okay, let me think about all the different things I've learned about to become a speaker. And, okay, what about the things I've learned about in terms of enrolling clients? And I thought about, what about the coaching aspects? All these things, none of them came about without a very, very strong why. Why I do what I do. And most business owners tend to do what they do for themselves and for their family. We have a business. The business is our source of income. With the income, we take care of our family. Fantastic. That is the beginner's why. Great. Glad everybody has that why. Very important why. Many people don't have one even to that level. So it's great that you guys have one. Everyone has one that's that level. Now how do we get to the next level of why? That level is about yourself and about your family. Great. Now, what about your family's family? Could your why also participate with that, the next level of generation? Here
right.
in Houston, we know of this gentleman named Mattress Mac. Right? He is the owner of Gallery Furniture. And his why, as he mentioned in a speech he gave a couple months ago, was that his family and forever the family line of McInvale will never have to work if they don't want to. Now, that requires him to not just have a job and have an okay income, but actually reach the mega $1 million, even $1 billion level so that every one of his family and the entire lineage will never have to work. So it's a bigger why. If you were to draw a pyramid, a triangle, pyramid would be three-dimensional, just a two-dimensional triangle, and the bottom third of that triangle is a level of satisfaction. So the level of satisfaction is take care of yourself, take care of your family. Most mm-hmm. people in America, even those that are even on welfare, can be a level of satisfaction. They can take care of their family. You can be on programs here in America and pretty much be satisfied, which is a certain level of unfortunate, because you could be satisfied and be on welfare. But hopefully there's people that aren't going to be satisfied there and want to get to that level. Level of satisfaction, bottom part of the third of the pyramid is satisfaction. Middle part of this triangle or pyramid was the level of success. At the level of success, you really don't have to worry about your income really anymore. Don't have to worry about feeding your kids or housing anymore. And a lot of my clients are trying to go from satisfaction to success. Now, turns out that within a year or two of coaching, nearly all of my clients will get to a level of success. Have some funds, they have decent amount of regular income, maybe even been able to take off most of the hats they wear in the business. Business may even be able to run without them, just depends on the age of the business, how long they've been working on it, maybe even before they met a coach. Top tier, top level of this triangle is significance. really having a legacy, being significant in the world. And really my why is about getting to that level, really about helping as many business owners as possible not live the life that my parents did. My parents both had businesses, and I've said this on the show before, that both had businesses. My mom had a maid service business. My dad had a painting business, and both were, you know, pretty good inside their business. But various stages of growing up, we were on welfare. We got kicked out of our house, foreclosed on many different times, went from slums in western Detroit suburbs to various middle-class housing, but then got kicked out of those just because my parents never learned how to grow a business, never learned how to get out of being in the business. So my passion, my why, is to help as many business owners prevent that from happening as possible. Really, I want to help about 10,000 business owners at a time. And that's how I focus and learn the things I don't yet know. That's why I can become embarrassed and learn how to do improv like Chris has, take acting classes to be a better speaker, learn better marketing strategies so my clients can get more leads, learn better sales strategies so my clients can close more deals, learn how to grow a team, learn how to convert the client from being a manager when the business can grow to the level where they need to become a leader. I can learn all these things. And that's because of my why. And as I went on for about an hour of my presentation at the Action Coach Conference, really it helped solidify to all the other coaches out there is, what's your why? If your why is just to take care of your family, then you're probably going to make $100,000 to $200,000 a year. And that's it.
Right.
You're not going to grow any bigger than that. And, I mean, that could be okay. But as an action coach, we're here to help really, you know, create the world abundance. We call world abundance through business reeducation. So it's time for the action coaches to have a bigger why. Same thing with my clients. Time to have a bigger why. On March 25th, I'll be doing a workshop called Growth Club. And one of the presentations I'll be giving on that all-day workshop will be finding a bigger why. And look forward to be doing that to all my clients, plus the people that want to just come and investigate Action Coach for the day. There is a small investment for that of $395. But I do have a guarantee. If you don't walk out with a bigger why, if you don't walk out with a 90-day business plan, an action plan, then I'll refund your money.
So. Got you.
Today, find a bigger why.
Excellent, excellent stuff. I can speak to Growth Club, the event on March 25th. It's what I initially engaged in, and it did help my company grow. So it's a great introduction to Action Coach, and ultimately led me into one-to-one coaching, which has been phenomenal for my business. And the why is something Doug actually gave me a why a long time ago, and I'll probably share that on March 25th. That because he's probably not even aware of it, in something that he said a long time ago while we were in coaching. But great stuff, great event, Doug.
Thank you.
Yes. Got you. So if somebody wanted to not just participate in this event, if you know you actually struck a nerve in someone and say, you know what, I really need to talk to this guy one on one, or whatever the case may be, because I know you have clients all over. I know you're located right here in Houston, but you do have clients all over. So, you know, some people are just a conversation away. How can they contact you, Doug?
The best way would be to give us a call. Use that phone thing that many of us still have. 713-936-3814. 713-936-3814. Of course, our website is another way to find out information about us. See various testimonials, including Chris's testimonial, video testimonial that Nolan shot for us. a family affair here.
Right.
So that's businessasatool.com, businessasatool.com. And the reason I created that URL is because the business is a tool. When you really understand how valuable the tool is, you pay a lot of attention to keep it sharp, keep it smart, and turn it into a tool for fun. A tool for joy. and that's what the business is for. So businessisatool.com or our website, I mean, or our phone number, 713-936-3814.
Good. Winnie, I appreciate you, sir.
Absolutely. Take care, guys. Have yourself a fantastic week.
All right, you too.
Take care, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, so, you know, Doug brings up a good point as we come to a close. The point being that us as business owners, we get all of these tips, we hear all this information, we may go to all of these retreats and workshops and lunch and learns or whatever the case may be, read articles, proactively searching information on the web. We're doing all of these different things, but how much are we really implementing within our business? And I know I'm at fault for it as well, to where I think, I do attempt to implement things, but sometimes I feel that it's about timing. And I don't know if it's just from a comfort zone for me to where I have to get my mind together or get all of these other things in place. But I just feel like a lot of it is timing. And as I look back, I feel that some of the things that Doug has taught me in the past, I probably could have achieved a level of success before then, but I just wasn't ready, and it was just all about timing. But when I make my mind up, and anybody who knows me says, this is what I'm going to do, I almost die trying to do it. So it's just that type of situation. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think when you go to events, if you just make sure, even before you leave the room of anything, that you jot down the one or two or maybe three things that you're going to actually take action on, and refresh your memory the following day, and then 1 week later, set a calendar while you're still in that room, a calendar reminder. That, you know, because normally if you just implement one positive thing in your business and actually implement it, you're going to have a positive impact. That, you know, whatever you paid for that particular piece of knowledge is going to be more than worth it as long as you take that action. So it's phenomenal advice.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, like I said, this is the first show. Before I go off, so I definitely want to thank Doug Winnie. And thank him for being on the show every week with great tips and inspiration as well, because if you really listen to him and think about what he's saying, you kind of get inspired to go that extra level, that extra mile, that extra step.
Significant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm thinking I actually wrote it down. Satisfaction, success, and significance. I'm just barely – I think it has to be something under there. Under satisfaction, which is like so-so, because I was just at so-so.
Slightly satisfied.
right, exactly. So I'm just making it to satisfaction right now. So, you know, business is good this year. This year business is rocking and rolling in my first quarter, so definitely happy about that. But really trying to put in systems and all about building systems and launching this new product this year, which is HDL TV. So we're almost finished and finalizing that part of it. Been working frantically on that. So a lot of big things coming up this year, and just trying to maintain some of the things that I've already created. So it's just making it to satisfaction is what I'm saying. So definitely want to thank Doug for the motivation, the inspiration, and the education. I feel like Jesse Jackson right now, like I'm just rhyming all my words. So that's where I am. So really just wanted this to be kind of you've been on the show before, but not as a co-host. Just really talk about what we've done together and all that good stuff. And next week we will have a guest on the show. I actually have a couple of people I need to follow up with and see which one is going for next week, but I'll be putting that out on Facebook.
Which one doesn't stutter when you say this is 7:30?
Exactly. So I do have some people lined up that's like, oh, 7:30, oh, no problem. I'm already, you know, I always like those types of people.
Yep.
I really love the people that say 7:30, okay, where do you want me to be? You can be right here in your living room. Really? That's even better. So So looking for that type of situation. But, man, is there anything you, before we go, is there anything you want to leave with the people before we go?
Well, just remember, kind of tentatively put into your calendar on April 21st or 23rd, and we'll have an announcement by the next show when our next Lunch and Learn here in Houston at the BBVA Compass Bank building is. It's great information and a great location. Come with your social media face on. Ready to impress your peers with the new knowledge that you're getting at that event. And the title is, Maximizing Profits Using Internet Marketing and Video.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So definitely want to thank you for being on the show, Chris.
Nolan, one more thing. Make sure you tune into our podcast. The podcast is titled The SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. We broadcast video live on Fridays, and then the audio goes into iTunes and Stitcher and everything else. If you just go to our website, e-webstyle.com, you can find any information about the podcast that you would like.
Yeah, we're going to start making some changes here at Creative Biz Ideas. I'm going to change the website over and make things a little bit more easily accessible. Man, it's just been so much, so fast, and so little time is what it is. But, hey, Chris, appreciate you for being on the show and co-hosting with me. Look forward to our show next week. I want to thank Mark Smith, Doug Winnie, for being on the show, giving us those weekly tips. I do realize that an idea is not a plan, and a plan still needs execution, but it all starts from an idea. So here at Creative Biz Ideas, that's kind of what we take pride in, is giving the ideas, or helping the ideas grow with tips and tricks to get you over that hump. My name is Nolan Davis. I want to let my brother Zeke know that he hit him. And until next week, love to live to love, and be well. And before I leave, I want to let Reverend Kevin, a buddy of mine, know that his birthday was yesterday, and I didn't forget about him. And so I just wanted to tell him, happy birthday, man. That's me. That's it. That's me. And we're out. Creative Biz Ideas. Have a great week. Happy Monday to you, and take care.
Creative Biz Ideas.com.